kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Kakasama natin ngayon ang finance journalist at editor para makatulong sa mga karapatan ng mga mangungupahan, lalo na kung temporary visa holder ka. Kumusta kayo, Ms. Michelle Baltazar?
Mabuti naman.
Tuloy pa rin ang pagdating ng mga migrante or immigrants rather sa bansa. Bilang landlord ka naman, ano-ano po ba ang mga karapatan ng mga temporary visa holders sa pagrerenta ng property?
Very important information to. The temp visa holders have exactly the same rights as permanent and Australian citizens. Napaka-importante to na you don't feel discriminated against when you apply for a unit or a house. And secondly, ibig sabihin nun, you are accorded the same tenancy rights. And that's important again dahil marami sa atin parang hindi na ako magre-reklamo tungkol sa tumutulong tubig kasi baka i-evict ako. Yeah. That's not true. You have exactly the same rights. All of this is common sense. You are paying full price, so you deserve full price services as well from your landlord.
Hindi tulad sa Pilipinas, dito uso ang inspection ng landlord. So paano po nila matitiyak na ng mga mangungupahan yung privacy nila?
There are rules around that. Again, yung common sense natin, yung hindi pwedeng bigla-biglaan na lang susupot sila sa inyo.
Yes.
There is a 7 to 14 day notice to say, I want to check kung malinis yung bahay, kung okay ba yung bahay, and so on and so forth. Ako personally, I give them a month or 2 months notice kasi alam ko busy tayong lahat. And what are the reasons they can come to your place? It may be the once a year checkup or cleaning checkup. So, hindi pwedeng once a month iistorbohin ka. If they are looking to sell the house, they also need to check, make the inspection as well. But you should get notice for that. So, yeah, hindi kagaya sa atin na parang nakikitira ka lang. That's not, you are the tenant, you are the resident of that property.
Normal po bang humingi ng bank statements ang landlord? Hindi po ba ito uri ng diskriminasyon?
Not at all. Okay. This is perfectly legal. And there is a section in the agreement and also in property law na the landlord has the right to have evidence or proof that you are earning what you say you're earning. And that you are a suitable resident. So, for example, hindi lahat ng landlords will ask for your bank statements. I didn't ask for bank statements, okay. But I ask for proof of income. So, dalawang payslips and a referral from the previous landlord. So, if they ask for it, meron ka ring privacy rights. So, hindi ibig sabihin pwede silang judgmental sa mga expenses mo. They're just there to check na you've got the right income and also suitability. So it's not an invasion of your privacy. It's not mandatory, but they might ask for it, especially if you're under a temporary visa.
Ano naman ang maipapayo ninyo para sa mga gustong magrenta ng share house?
For share houses, magandang ideya yan, lalo na kung nagbabudget ka. And I hope na before ka lumipat dito sa Australia, may experience ka na sa share houses sa atin sa Pilipinas. Kasi pwedeng maging problematic yan if you suddenly have to leave or meron kang ka-share na hindi nagbabayad ng rent or palaging late sa rent. So, pause tayo dyan sa culture dito sa Australia. Hindi uso dito ang late payment,
yes.
Hindi dito uso ang extension, and pwede kang ma-evict with a 14-day notice for late payment 2 to 3 months. So halimbawa, late ka na ng 3 months, they can evict you. But usually, you know, it depends on your relationship with your landlord. Balik tayo sa share house. So sa share house, kahit walang lease agreement, if you can show proof that you've been renting and you've been sharing, all of you are as tenants have rights. So again, hindi pwede kayong maabuso ng landlord or hindi kayo pwedeng bigyan ng, you know, sira-sira na amenities. So as a share house, you yourselves can organize your written agreement if it comes to it na sa tribunal ang dating nyo. Kaya a piece of protection talaga is bond. There is a rental bond, but also there should be like, you know, the advance payment of a month or two. Medyo madugo ang may ka-share house. And again, it's better to, before you come to Australia, mas mabuti talaga you organize your accommodation before you come here.
The message, magabayan ang mga kababayan na iniinda ang cost of living, lalo na kung nangungupahan.
It's very hard right now because rentals are going up. Number one, ito mahirap tong sabihin, pero live below your means. Ibig sabihin, while you can afford, let's say, a $500 per week na ka-share mo ang dalawa o tatlong tao, maybe you can find somewhere na $250 or $300 per week. And I can tell you that there are options. Lalo na if it's outside Sydney or outside Melbourne, you can find budget accommodation. Number two, talagang mahirap. It's really hard to fight cost of living. You have to have income. So either find a second source of income or negotiate your income with your current employer. Palagi kong mantra ko na yan eh, negotiate your pay. Because that's really the way you can increase your income, hindi lang ngayon, kundi when you find a next job and they ask you, what are you getting paid? Medyo mataas-taas na rin. So that's my tip. It's not just cost of living. It's also looking after your income.
Thank you so much, Ms. Michelle Baltazar. So uulitin po.
Thank you. Walang anuman. Thanks for having me.
May nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.